Praised be Jesus and Mary. Today's first reading gives us great hope and helps us understand why God tolerates so much evil in the world. You know, it's out of love for his people. The Lord tells Moses that he's going to exterminate these people from the face of the earth. But, you know, Moses could have looked only to himself and thought arrogantly, you know, God's going to make of me, you know, a great nation. He'll get rid of all these people, you know, who are a pain in the neck anyway. And it's going to be my own offspring that he'll raise up. But, you know, he didn't say that. He reminds God that these are his people, and that he brought up out of the land of Egypt. And, you know, through baptism, we're not only God's people, you know, we're his children. And all parents have to do is think of their own children. All of the things that they get themselves into, and yet, you know, they continue to love them because they are their own flesh and blood. Now, that doesn't mean that you think what they're doing is good, or that you rejoice in their wayward lifestyle, but you still continue to love them and pray for them. Continue to hope that they're going to come back. And that's exactly what God does with us. He hasn't annihilated us because of the holy sacrifice of the Mass and our Lord's sacrifice on Calvary, but because he wants us to be converted and to come back to him. You know, Scripture says God does not wish the death of the sinner, but that he turn from his way and live. We know the day is coming when God's patience will run out. But in the meantime, we must continue to pray that we will persevere, pray that those who stray from the Lord will come back, and for those who do believe in the Lord, that that we will continue to grow deeper in our love for him, and that he will not only that we will not only believe and love the truth which our Lord has spoken, the words of life that he mentions in the gospel, but that we will also live them as well.